When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school, second segment. A little rain. Quick. Guess the weatherman was right. 60% chance of rain. Rain left already. But we're on a Monday after. And, you know, now everybody wants coaches fired, changes the schemes, and so forth and so on. So, sure, you know, I'm sure every coordinator would tell you they could call better games. But that doesn't come to the forefront until you start to rectify or deal with the stuff that you need to do and should be obligated to do as a player. So, you know, the running game is something that, you know, coming down the stretch of any season, anywhere or any conference, whether it's Big 12, Big 10, ACC, SEC, Power Five, Group of Five, you got to be able to start running the ball pretty consistently, because the conditions will change and the ability to throw the ball won't be as easy. But then also things, you know, look, they have a whole half a season or 7-8 games in some cases of what you do like to do as far as throwing the ball. So you got to be creative, but then also you got to be efficient and physical in how you run the ball. And so that's what Nebraska needs to do. And one of the questions was, can you fix that in a week or get better at it in a week? Yeah, you can get better at it in a week, because if you, like, one of the things I said, or two, one of the two things I said you need to do before you start worrying about scheme or anything like that is really, really take a hard look in the mirror and have that conversation with, honest conversation with the hardest person to do that with, and that's yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you got to address it and then be okay with it, right? You got to address it, heal from it, don't forget. And then every day, every minute that you get a chance, you have to make progress into getting better at your job individually, and then obviously collectively, and then holistically would be offense, defense, special teams.
When you look at the run game, is it a talent issue? Is it a selfishness issue? Is it a time score situation issue? Is it everything coming together to snowball? What is the biggest issue for Nebraska in the run game?
It's probably a little bit of everything. I think, I think there's a couple times, well, early in the season, I think we probably missed a couple like holes or lanes, which, you know, then hurt. And then, you know, as far as Saturday goes, you didn't get a realistic chance because you got off to such a bad start. You're kind of playing with one arm behind your back. And then once you started to run, you've been getting punched in the face because you had to pass protect. So you can't really.
Is Nebraska?
I felt like they were running the ball decently enough. You know, in the first couple drives for sure, and then in the second half, you're down by so much. You're just running it out of kind of like just to kind of, you know, run the clock. So
yeah,
maybe more of a commitment, maybe. But you know, I think you just need, you know, guys need to step it up and start making guys miss.
Does Dante Dudwell have some of that make a guy miss in him? I mean, I was glad to see that after the fumble, Nebraska benched him for a little bit, right? I mean, it was Emma Johnson for a while, it was Ramir Johnson then after that. But Dowdell strikes me as a guy that wants to, you know, lay the boom on someone every so often, but he doesn't strike me as like the Gabe Irvin body type to do that, right? Does he have both in him where he can make a guy miss too? And if he does, why haven't we seen that yet?
I think he does. I mean, I'm sure he does. I mean, I don't know. But I haven't seen him up close and personal. I know his first option in his mind is to run physical.
Yeah, someone. Yeah.
So, you know, I think you get on one-on-one with a linebacker, you're not going to make a miss every time, but you got to start making some money. I think there was in particular one fourth and one when we were going this way. So it must have been after the fumble, because when we fumbled, we were going that way.
Yeah.
And he got the first down, but he was one-on-one with Fisher, the linebacker. You got to make him miss. Right. Or you got to be so physical that you can get on the edge and run through his arm tackle now and get some yards after that, because in short yardage, one missed tackle leads to explosive run.
Yeah.
So, you know, sure, they all need to, you know, just continue to work at it. You can get better at it, but you just got to start to – you got to study the defense. You got to study angles, and then you have to have a game plan and, you know, and really practice it. You got to understand where guys are coming in their play entry and alley filling and play entry in order to put yourself in the best, you know, best position to make a miss or be able to get yards after contact. So we just need to improve on it. Something you're going to need to get better at. It's a talent thing, but it's a talent you can hone. And you just got to really be diligent and work at it. But then also you can say, all right, we need bigger holes and stuff like that. But when you play in the Big Ten, there's not going to be a lot of big running lanes, man. I say that, and then we gave them a lot of running lanes. You can't depend on it week in and week out. You got to get enough. You got to get enough blocking and enough, you know, I guess leverage to get through there, and then you got to make something out of nothing.
I do think it's funny too. We've heard a lot from people, at least I have on the text line today, not loving the amount of reverses or end around or sweeps that Nebraska is running. Mm-hmm. And then Jay, I turned the TV on Sunday, and what are the Chiefs doing? Running multiple sweeps to Xavier Worthy, mm-hmm. right? Like, you got to get playmakers the ball. If you don't trust your running backs to get yards, your offensive line to block straight ahead,
yeah,
I don't care if your quote unquote traditional conventional run game involves more fly sweeps than you might be used to. Get good players the ball. Let him make someone.
Yeah, it's a good play. And you're thinking Barney.
Yeah.
Because he's so quick, he can get on that edge and mm-hmm. eliminate that edge and make guys miss. And so, you know, at first when it kind of started to, you know, took over, you know, the mainstream offenses, I was like, it's not a big deal. But if the mesh point is right and is ran effectively, it could be a part of your offense. And so at times we've seen Barney, we've seen Bonner mm-hmm. kind of on the tight end thing. You can do
shorter yardage, but
you can, you know, but it's a kind of you know, it's an off-speed pitch, you know, as far as, you know, that in your running attack. So I don't mind it, but the running back room, you got capable guys. You just got to play a little bit better. Everybody needs to block a little bit better. And then ultimately that's going to be predicated by not, you know, getting doors blown off you in both offense and defense and be able to get into a game where you can grind it out a little bit.
I think part of fans' frustration with the running game, too, is that there's been so much lip service paid to the fact that they want to be a running team. At least Matt Rhule does, right? Want to be a fourth quarter running team, 75-plus yards in the fourth quarter and whatnot. And they're just not seeing that consistency, that dedication to it necessarily. If Nebraska's not going to be a running team, that's fine. But then if you're Matt Rhule...
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Change the messaging.
Yeah.
Maybe, right? We want to be a running team. We want to build this. We know we have to get there. But don't say we want to be or we are or we think we can be, and then don't do it or don't try to do it, right? I mean, you have this five-star freshman. You revamp the receiver core. If you want to throw the ball this year because you think you have more weapons there, fine. Just be honest with it. You know, don't say one thing and be about the other, or, you know, don't say anything. Say we want to be multiple. We want to be, you know, we want to bury our looks and whatnot. We just want to get the ball down the field and in the end zone. But I think Matt Rhule keeps giving fans hope that Nebraska is going to turn into that team this year when they're not. You're seven games in. You are who you are. Just lean into whatever your strengths are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're true. I mean, what you said is true. Some of it's circumstantial. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like if you go back to Northern Iowa, I felt like we were just scoring at will, you know, so it was like you couldn't even have a chance. Every time you look up, we're scoring, mm-hmm. or not scoring, or we did score, we scored pretty quickly. So, I mean, I think this is a time to lean into that a little bit more, because that's how you're going to close out games. I think he did that against Northern Iowa. He did it against Purdue, where we closed out the game with the run game. It just hasn't been as consistent or as pretty as everybody would like. And some of it's circumstances. Some of it's we need to play better, you know, some guys. And, you know, I saw a quote today where Matt Rule said, our perimeter blocking has been an issue. Well, that's part of the run game. You know, so I think, let me look at this quote here. It says, let me read this quote unquote. It says, our perimeter blocking has, this is per Luke Mullen. He says, our perimeter block. Is he?
Yeah, all likely.
Right. He says, our perimeter blocking has been a deficiency for us the entire year and continues to be. That affects the run game as much as the offensive line. Because you might have everything blocked up. You need one stalemate, one decent block, one steady block, and that dude makes the tackle. Well, a lot of times, if you miss a block on the perimeter, it's a minimal gain versus a huge explosive gain. And so that's where you miss out on stuff. But it's not the conventional run game yet, but you can get it in another way. I mentioned, but people didn't give, you know, Baylor credit enough when he was there. Before they got the conventional run game, they became extremely physical out on the perimeter, but they had really good perimeter blocking. So,
well, it's good enough for NFL guys like Denzel Mims and Tyquan Thornton. It can be good enough for Nebraska's wide receivers.
Yeah, you got it. I will tell you this. I always tell guys, I would just like to go and raise your hand if you'd like to go to the league. Defenders, if you within body, you know, obviously, you know, not Nash because he's not going to be a rundown on kickoff. If you want to get in the league, most likely all you guys, you better be a demon on special teams first.
Not just present on special teams.
Yeah.
Make some plays.
Now, if you're a receiver and want to make it in the NFL, unless something changes, most likely you're not going first or second round. You're going to make the team on special teams and doing something that a lot of guys don't want to do, and blocking is one of them. Mm. Another thing that you would have to do is be able to play all three receiver positions. Right? And so X, Z, and Y, you know, or whatever slot or whatever you want to call it. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, if we need to get better on the perimeter, then you better do it, dude. You don't want to have that type of deficiency in your game.
And that shouldn't be a talent issue.
Blocking generally is a want to. There's technique involved. Sure. You know,
but Nebraska has huge receivers on the outside, right?
Yeah.
Go overwhelm a small cornerback. This is your chance.
Yeah. To take out and flick some. Here's what I would tell guys. The harder you block and the more physical you are in the run game blocking, I could almost guarantee you will allow you to get open on more routes later in the game. You're going to wear them out. Mm-hmm. You're going to wear them out. And mm-hmm. And so I think it's something that, you know, they can definitely fix and rectify. I think if you want to be a good running team, it's all, let's take the quarterback. It's 10 guys all operating together. If you want to be a good defensive run stopping team or a good defense, you got to play good team defense. So mm-hmm. improve the running game. Everybody needs to get better. It can't just be the O-line. And what happens when the O-line starts blocking good? Well, then the tight ends and receivers need to block good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how you want to become a better passing game. Well, you know, the tight ends and the running backs are probably in some sort of protection or helping in protection with the offensive line. It's your job to make them right and make them better. And then that means everybody else gets better. So there's a lot of blame to be, you know, passed around. But ultimately, like I said, I'll say this again before we go into break. If the players choose to take hold of this, it'll be great. They have to decide enough is enough. Mm. They got to hold themselves accountable. They got to hold each other accountable in a good way. And it's not always yelling at them and telling them when they're doing something wrong. It is demanding and dragging them to do something that you want them to do. And if you don't, if you want to see a good example of it, is Colorado played Arizona and Shedeur Sanders during a timeout asked Shepherd if he could, you know, could he go? Shepherd says, I rolled my ankle. He looked at him and said, can you go or not? This is the way I need you to run this go route. And made an adjustment, and it worked out. Sometimes you got to push and will people to do things that they don't know that they can do, but you believe in them enough to do it. That's where the coaching comes in, but then also that's where your leadership comes in. And it's not only showing them by example, it's obviously getting in there and rolling your sleeves up and doing, going through the minutia with them. And that's, and if you do that, what you can actively decide to do in a matter of conversation and conversations and actions, then, you know, then instead of talking about, Indiana wasn't a one-off and this is who you are, this is like, okay, well, that was a one-off, and actually it inspired us to, you know, be a better team.
If you can get them to think it was their idea, even better.
That's right. Hey, I will tell you this. I watched a hockey inside the NHL. Here's a quick story. Nashville Predators were supposed to be a really good team, kind of went through the motions, lackadaisical, got blown out by the Dallas Stars 9-2. And I guess that's like a no-no. They were going to play the Las Vegas team in Las Vegas. They actually, I think, all brought tickets to like Taylor Swift. Team was supposed to go. Coach canceled it. We just got beat. Nobody's going. They went on a winning streak where they won every game or tied for 2 months straight.
Woo.
So there you go. Mm. Right? They used that. That was the defining moment. So hopefully, ideally, this would be for Nebraska. But nevertheless, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, quick break, and then we'll be right back. Put a bow on this bad boy the Monday after Bloomington. Old school, we'll be right back.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.